This is Greg Moraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of October 1st, 2017. A Brazilian judge has approved gay conversion therapy in a ruling which prompted widespread outrage and raised fears of conservative backlash. Valdemar de Carlo, a federal judge in the capital of Brazil, overruled a 1999 decision by the Federal Council of Psychology that forbids psychologists from offering widely discredited treatments which claim to cure gay people. This ruling came a week after a bank canceled an exhibition of art following protests from right-wing and evangelical Christian groups. Brazil has a growing population of evangelical Christians who have aggressively protested plot lines in television soap operas featuring gay or transgender characters and increasingly allied themselves with growing right-wing groups. David Miranda, a leftist counselor in Rio de Janeiro and one of the country's few openly gay politicians, said, quote, "This decision is a big regression in the progressive conquests that the LGBT community had in recent decades," end quote. Brazil is one of several South American countries where LGBT DACA participants here in the U.S., if deported, could be put in danger. And here in the U.S., the Associated Press reports three people have been charged with first-degree murder in the brutal slaying of a transgender teenager in Houston. Ali Steinfeld, 17, was found dead last week in a rural area near a mobile home occupied by one of the suspects. She had been stabbed repeatedly, including in her genitals, and her eyes had been gouged out, according to an Associated Press report. Her body was burned in an attempt to conceal evidence of the crime. Texas County Prosecutor Park Stevens Jr. told the Houston Herald, quote, "It is a grisly, terrible series of heinous acts by the accused." The suspects are Andrew Verba and his girlfriend Isis Shower, both 18 years old. They're charged with first-degree murder, armed criminal action, and abandonment of a corpse. And in San Francisco, the Frameline Film Festival, the largest LGBT film festival in the world, is hosting an encore presentation of The Lavender Scare, a documentary by Josh Howard about the purge of some 10,000 gay people from federal employment in the 1950s and 60s. This largely unknown part of history has been made visible through interviews and images in this amazing film. You can see it for free on Thursday, October 19th at 7 p.m. Documentarian Josh Howard will be there to answer questions. And you can listen to our interview with Josh on Outbeat News in depth. Just go to outbeatnews.com. And here locally, the third annual one-day Trans Life Community Conference happens this year on Saturday, October 21st. Parents, children, and allies of transgender and gender nonconforming individuals are welcome at this event. You can get tickets and learn more at translifeconference.org. And the Sonoma County Pride organization that plans the annual Pride celebration is looking for new board members and volunteers to work on this year's celebration, planned for June 1st through the 3rd. If you have an interest and time to give, learn more at sonomacountypride.org. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraglia.